Okay. Can you give me your full name, sir?
James Norton.
Okay, and how you spell the last name?
We call it half, they call it from different places.
All right, and this community is?
We're in Bay St. Louis, Hancock County, Mississippi.
And, can you give me your street address, sir? And today is?
July 3rd, 1976.
Okay, can you tell me where you were born, Mr. Hatt?
In Kill, Mississippi, K-I-L-N.
Which is where in relation to Bay St. Louis?
It's 12 miles north of Bay St. Louis on Jordan River and Highway 603.
Okay. Alright. But how long have you lived in Bay St. Louis, sir?
Since 1929.
You moved here when you were a young man?
No, when I was married. Married in 1928, moved here in 1929.
Okay.
I was living in Kill when I was married. Yeah.
I see.
But my wife is from Columbus, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
But she was a school teacher in Kill, Mississippi, and that's where I met her.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's where you saw that building there. That was the building with that ball thing, you know.
Yeah. So you've lived in this general area all your life?
All my life, yeah.
Did you ever go like maybe a year or two out anywhere else?
No, I never did. I spent a little time in Tupelo, Mississippi, but
uh-huh.
A couple of years, I believe.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever lived, yeah. My wife was employed up there, and I was having eye trouble, and I had to have my eyes operated on in Memphis. It was the only place that I could get this type of work done, you know?
Yeah.
And she was working for the, I believe it was the state of Mississippi, or it was kind of something like the welfare program on it. I believe it was the WPA.
Okay.
The WPA program at that time. She had a district job in Tupelo with the headquarters.
Yeah.
So we moved up there for a little while. But not long, a couple of years. We've been here all that time. Otherwise, we were here all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about your occupation, sir?
Well, right now, I'm, I guess you'd call it semi-retired. I mostly work for the community and work like the Boy Scouts and the church and the, I serve on a lot of commissions. Like right now I'm serving on the Pearl River Basin Development District, which maintains Pearl River from the mouth in Hancock County all the way to the source in Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
At the Indian mound named Nanawaye, you know, that's where it starts, the source of the Pearl River. Goes through Jackson, Mississippi. And
yeah.
Also, I'm on just recently appointed on the, by the governor to the Mississippi Marine Resources Council, which has jurisdiction over wetlands. That's where the water meets the land, you know,
uh-huh.
Marsh land. And then I'm on the board of directors of the New Orleans Boy Scouts, which really is Mississippi. We got one county in Mississippi, which is Hancock County, and we have the Boy Scout camp, which is something wonderful. It's 1,500 acres in Hancock County. That's one of the outstanding camps in the South, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of Boy Scout work, and like I said, a lot of church work, and